business.
Taj Hotels and Orient Express. Disorientation. Two luxury hotel chains will not be checking in together.
India and Orient Express have never rubbed along. The luxury hotel firm's buccaneering founder, James Sherwood, visited the country in the early 1990s and had a nightmare. His private jet was delayed for an age in Mumbai, while officials checked that the bottles in its onboard bar were sealed correctly. He signed a deal to run the Lake Palace Hotel in Rajasthan, owned by local royalty. The deal collapsed when lawyers discovered that Mr. Sherwood's interlocutor was not the real Maharana of Udaipur, but his brother. The Lake Palace was run then, and still is, by Taj Hotels. It is part of Tata Sons, India's biggest conglomerate. For the past half decade, Taj has fantasized about swallowing its American-listed rival. In 2007, it took a stake in Orient. It owns 6.9% today. In 2012, it made a takeover bid, valuing Orient's equity at $1.3 billion. Orient dismissed this as one of its guests might a bellhop, arguing it was too low. On November 8th, the Indian firm abandoned its pursuit. Orient has 45 trophy properties, including the Hotel Cipriani in Venice and the Copacabana Palace in Rio de Janeiro. Most were acquired after years of negotiation by Mr. Sherwood, who retired as chairman in 2007. A glorious symbol of extravagance, the firm entered the global financial crisis with too much debt. As profits collapsed, it barely survived, and its market capitalization dropped to $144 million at the low point. Since then, it has been groping its way back to financial health. The Taj bid speeded that process. Days after it was made in October 2012, Orient appointed a new boss, John Scott. The firm has cut costs and sold assets. Its market capitalization has recovered smartly to $1.5 billion, above the Taj bid, although some way off the $2.7 billion valuation it enjoyed at the peak. For Taj, life has got harder. It is now the smaller of the two firms, with a market cap of only $600 million from a peak of $2.6 billion. It is losing money and is almost as leveraged as Orient was at its nadir, measured by net debt relative to gross operating profits. The boom in India has faded. Intense competition from global chains has lowered room rates. Taj's adventures in America, it owns the Pierre in New York, for example, have also strained its finances. Taj could not have made the 2012 bid without help from its parent group. It also roped in a minority partner, a fund linked to Luca Di Montezemolo, the chairman of Ferrari. Perhaps Tata's new boss, Cyrus Mistry, who took over from the patriarch Ratan Tata at the end of 2012, has taken a tougher stance. About two-thirds of the capital employed in the wider Tata group is making a post-tax return on capital of 10% or less, according to calculations by The Economist. Taj Hotels is a small part of this underperformance, but Mr. Mistry may have insisted that it gets its own house in order before it does any more empire building. Just as Taj's problem may in part have been a forgiving, controlling shareholder, Orient has also been insulated from shareholders' wrath. Its B shares act as a poison pill structure that puts voting control in the hands of the firm, not its owners. As both firms have battled the business climate and each other, they have missed a half decade of change in the industry. Global hoteliers such as Starwood and Intercontinental have performed far better. They have asset-light business models in which they merely manage hotels rather than owning them. They have multiple brands aimed at different kinds of customers. Taj has experimented with this approach but has been timid, and Orient Express is still an old-school affair. Both hotel groups specialise in historic buildings that are lovingly maintained. Both need to do more to avoid becoming ancient monuments themselves.